Part 7. Guardian of the small water flowing, pebbles lining the edge, shaved head resting on the ground. Loneliness widened in those few everyday hours, listening to what went on deep below the surface of the stream, honing in on frolicking fish, predatory fish, and the cycle voice groaning, never withholding its display of extremes. I closed my eyes and dreamt I held two shoulders tight between two arms, wrapped myself naked around another. That longing lingered well past sleep. As I rose, it rose up in me a discontent, birthed a being, a pulse beneath my calculated fold, thundering through my well-kept peace, brought me closer to looking at those fish, seeing a richer kinship in their company. As I looked, that loneliness quickened in its demands, buzz louder than concentrated contemplation or a prayer. There was no apology left to play out, not here in this place, on this isolated rift on a mountain, not when other beings moved in a more intimate connection, tied to the vine and the sun and the fish gave birth to eggs that were inseminated and transformed. I could hear their chattering, bubble blowing, and their unquestioned communion, each tiny one crowned perfect, even when left half-eaten, perishing on the bank. I drew back from my commitments, but did not leave. Simply waited and held the promise of you in my dreams. In waiting, I sent a call out to you, finding transportation through the drumming chant, into distances beyond my bent knees and the gleam of my weapons. Over cliffs and villages and oceans, I told you to meet me the next time over. Choose this place. Choose that harsh violence of a home, and I would choose mine. Not far, but far enough from each other, so when we finally met, we would be mostly cultivated and hurting enough to give credence to each other's importance. While I waited, I tasted your flesh in each grain of rice, rolled down my tongue like solid nectar. Digesting it, I kept up my call. Told the stream to take it downwards, too. In silence, I kept my secret, broke the machine, and betrayed my brothers. I had no choice but to tend to this flame, press my hip bones against yours in the other space that started small by the stream, gained dimension and lengthened on the inside, stretching to bare toes to fleshy earlobes, flame that circled my bones like a hungering bird, broke them into pieces and swallowed them, glittering, gleaming, hot in this longing, still a stone on the outside, dutiful while I waited, letting that flame infiltrate my organs, veins, larynx. I loved you absolutely, in the wild intake-outtake breath. I ate, as always, in slow movements, with one hand eating, the other ripening, building in heat, calling out, preparing for our wedded harvest.